Say What? By Dr. Eric Plasker. Say what? According to the dictionary, say what is a phrase used when asking someone to repeat what they have said, especially when you are surprised by it. For example, if you were to be told that there is a link between hearing loss and longevity, you might respond with, say what? The World Health Organization has said that by 2050 over 700 million people worldwide, or 1 out of 10, will have disabling hearing loss. The prevalence of hearing loss does increase with age. For 60-year-olds and older, over 25% are affected by disabling hearing loss. Hearing loss often goes untreated. According to the National Campaign for Better Hearing, there are several reasons why people don't get their hearing checked. Among them, I'm too young to have hearing problems. Just because your relatives didn't ever have their hearing checked or not until they were much older, that doesn't mean they heard everything being said around them. I can hear just fine. Unlike diminished vision, for example, it's fairly easy to compensate for diminished hearing. Turning up the volume and asking people to speak louder and repeat themselves will often provide a temporary fix. It's embarrassing. Unlike with glasses, many people think hearing aids are a sure sign of old age. If untreated hearing loss is combined with untreated vision impairment, it becomes doubly difficult to handle everyday tasks and situations. If hearing loss alone exists, you're still leaving yourself open to a host of unnecessary and avoidable potentialities. Hearing loss can be caused by high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. It has been linked to a greater incidence of heart disease and stroke. It has also been associated with cognitive decline and dementia. People unable to hear clearly often remove themselves from social situations, like conversations, which could keep them mentally stimulated. They may become less social and more isolated. This can lead to loneliness, sadness, depression, and anxiety. So, hear this loud and clear, these potential outcomes affect not only quality of life, but longevity as well. You may not have heard the story, but chiropractic care began on September 18, 1895 with D.D. Palmer when he performed an adjustment on a partially deaf janitor, Harvey Lillard. During an examination, Palmer noticed Lillard had a vertebra out of position. He performed spinal adjustments on Lillard that also restored Lillard's hearing, and word began to spread. So, as you schedule your hearing test, make a visit to your chiropractor as well. There's a 100-year lifestyle chiropractor near you who will work with you on living your 100:100 at 100% for 100 years or more. Say what?